Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of January 16th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. I gotta say, I'm a day late on this. I'm recording this quite late as well. It's like 10 o'clock. What a crazy week. Crazy week with work stuff, and just every time I go to sit down to record something, it's late. And I'm like, I'll have to do it tomorrow. So I am here recording quite late, so I apologize. I'll probably just put this one out without early access to the patrons. So for folks who want to listen to this, they can jump on it right away. For the Gamers In, we are recording the Gamers In tomorrow night, Thursday, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. I have been playing Yakuza 0, sampling off the gym list, which was a lot of people loved that reference last week. Yakuza's been a franchise that he's been a big fan of, and I know a lot of folks in our Discord are big fans. So when I saw it pop up on the Humble Bundle Monthly, which I have been pausing my subscription for the last couple months, realizing that I just don't have time to play every little game in the list. So I've started this new process where I only re-up if a game in the early unlock is something I want to check out. And I felt like playing a Yakuza game for, I think it was like $10 US. Fun fact, when it comes to the Humble Bundle Monthly, if you say, nah, I'm canceling, they'll say, hey, what if we give it to you for 10 bucks? I don't know how often they'll do that. I've only ever taken them up on the offer once, just now, for Yakuza, but it's worth a shot if you're thinking of jumping back in after canceling for a while. So I've been playing Yakuza 0. I think that game is different from what I'm used to playing. It's a lot slower at the beginning. Obviously, there's a lot of reading because it's a Japanese game. It's all the voiceovers are in Japanese, and I wasn't sure how I would feel about it, but honestly, I really dig the Japanese, speaking lines. Like, I just find it so much more entertaining, and you know damn well that if they just dubbed it in English, it would be terrible. Like, you just know, because the action on screen is just, it wouldn't work. I don't think it would work, but the first two chapters are quite slow, but when I started chapter 3, you're introduced to a new character, and I was like, okay, this is what people were talking about. This is the wacky and insane stuff. It's like a brawler. If you haven't played it, like, there's a lot of story, there's a lot of text, there's a lot of reading, a lot of running around I wouldn't say open world, but like maps, because you're presented the same map for like two chapters, and then in the third chapter it does give you what appears to be a new map. And it's a brawler, so you've got different move styles, and you're beating people up, kind of like a Streets of Rage type thing, you know, but like an open arena type, not a 2D scroller. Anyways, I'm really digging it. I'm enjoying the story as it progresses. I don't know if I'm gonna play like 1 through 6, or jump straight to 6, or check out Kiwani. I know Kiwani, which is the remakes of 1 and 2, Kiwani 1 and Kiwani 2, two separate games. I think Kiwani is coming to PC at some point. I think you can pick it up on PlayStation 4 for like 20 bucks. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. I've also been playing, actually I just paused while I'm working here, paused The Walking Dead Final Season. Because I played through episode 2, which was the last Telltale kick of the can, and then I'm thinking about halfway through episode 3, which was where development was picked up by Skybound Games, rehired Telltale developers, and highly sponsored by Epic. Epic doesn't appear to be mentioned anywhere. I think they are just legit helping with the back end type stuff. I don't know for certain, but I know they were a big part of it. Jocelyn is going to be taking up Discord on the suggestions of Artifact, and I think it's Gris. I've heard it pronounced Gris, Gris. It's a very artistic side-scrolling sort of platformer. I really hope she checks that out. It'll be interesting to hear what she has to say about that. Artifact being that Dota card game. Not that it has, it's just, you know, it's styled, it's in the Dota universe. Think Warcraft, World of Warcraft to Hearthstone, basically. On Summoner's Call, we've got our beast units. they're out, so we'll have a week under our belts with those units. We'll talk about that, and we'll look forward to the second anniversary celebration of Fire Emblem Heroes, which is quickly approaching. I think it's the start of February. The game launched February 2nd, and that's only in a couple weeks, so we might get some news on that. As for upcoming games, all this week, The Walking Dead Final Season Episode 3 launched on PS4, Xbox One, and PC, January 15th. And then we got Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes on the Switch coming January 18th. Reviews not so hot for that one, unfortunately. I kind of like No More Heroes on the Wii. Oh well. New Gamers Inn will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersinn. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.